Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
money. Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Paul Angles is our guest, a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Angles Report, a comprehensive study on how companies go to market online, how they use their automation. Paul, thanks again for being here. It's, as most people are aware, I think, we're wrapping up 2016. And we got a chance to finish strong. And so, what are your thoughts on online marketing for the end of the year?
You know, I think it's important to acknowledge the end of the year to your customers. It seems so obvious, but it's so easy to skip if you're not in retail. So, one of my clients, they sell to doctors. They had never done a Black Friday sale. So last year we set them up to do a Black Friday sale, and it worked great. And it was a real eye-opening experience for them that their customers, their doctors, would be buying during Thanksgiving weekend. And so naturally we followed that with an end-of-the-year sale. And, you know, even if your marketing says, you know, if you're an accountant and it's like, get ready for the end of the year, if you're, you know, a fitness trainer, it's here's what you can do in 2017, you know, to get started now to prepare yourself for January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? And there's all kinds of great messages that your customers are looking for someone to deliver to them.
Mm-hmm. All right, give us an example. And by the way, my column this week is about that. It's about I believe it's what you're talking about, because the point of the column is that we're all focusing so hard on closing out the year the right way, that there are some things that we need to take at the end of the year to make the new year begin stronger and cleaner.
You know, there's also the old accounting trick where if you have budget, you spend it on December 31st so that it gets credited for one year,
so
the results come in the next.
Right.
A lot of people do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's your first thing we should do?
You know, your first thing is to consider your customer. This is the age of the customer, after all. what matters to them about your business right now and in the next month? And then how are you going to address that with them?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best?
So don't think about what you have to sell them right now before the end of the year. Think about what they need to help them to accomplish their goals. And this comes back to what I talk about a lot, and that is help your customers help their customers. If you'll think about what your customers are doing for their customers, if you plug in that way, now you're a partner. You're not a vendor.
That's right. You can be a profit center for them. And if you're a profit center, you have, you know, complete security in your income, because
people, that's a customer you can't run off.
You.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. All right, what else?
So the next thing I would say is to take stock of what you have done over the last year and what's working for you and what's not working for you. And, you know, resolve to cut out what's not working.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have had any number of campaigns that have not produced good results, that are still kind of limping along, and it's time to just cut our losses on those and move on. For one of my clients, they had a dozen campaigns in AdWords running on Google, and we went through them and said, okay, these 7 of 12 are producing sales, these 5 of 12 are producing nothing. That was 30% of their spend was on those 5 campaigns. We mm-hmm. cut that out and immediately increased their sales by 30%.
Or if nothing else, at least their bottom line, right?
Or the bottom line, sure. You know, the next thing I would say is look at the impact of mobile technology on your business. There were $1 billion of sales done on Black Friday over mobile phones.
Right.
That's an astounding number.
Yeah, I remember when online crossed over that number, period.
Right. I mean, the first few years of online, we were talking about, well, we're almost equal to what a single mall will do in a day. Now we're shutting down malls.
Well, the thing I've reminded my folks about for some time now is that mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future.
Oh, absolutely. You know, my kids don't want a computer, they want phones.
Right.
And you see kids at school, and the first thing they do when they come out of class is to whip out their phones. This is their future.
Well, when I leave the house, I check to make sure I have my phone, and then I check to make sure I have my keys.
You know, and if you have Apple Wallet or Google Pay or any Apple Pay or Google Wallet, you don't even have to bring your wallet anymore. You can buy with your phone.
Right. That's right. No, that's exactly right. I use PayPal a lot for that.
Oh, PayPal's tremendous.
Yeah.
I mean, transferring payments overseas. And
right
all
on the
all
phone, exactly.
It's,
all that
it's
stuff.
So easy.
Yep. And so here's the thing, folks. Here's what I think I'm afraid some people might do, is they love that stuff themselves, but they don't take into account that their customers love it too. And if you're not preparing, if you're not offering your customers that kind of empowerment, they're going somewhere else. You're irrelevant to them, aren't you?
That's right. The clients I have that are embracing mobile are seeing it pay off, even if it's in not losing customers.
Right. Hey, Paul, I need your website, please.
Sure.
What's your website?
Angles-INC.com.
Angles-INC.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break, right back with Paul Angles. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.